12-9 is our score as we head to the second quarter. Maryville and Kansas City Central. Boy, Phillip, what an electric three-pointer by McCollum to give Maryville the lead late in that quarter. Maybe pull that momentum back.
McCollum so comfortable shooting in this arena. You just hope that he can maybe lend a little of that to Derek Quinlan. He needs to get going for this team to feel a little bit more confident in themselves. So far, Derek unable to connect from three-point, but he's not going to stop firing.
Three-pointer by Ragsdale, no good. On the other end, Quinlan finds Davis. Davis quickly beat KC Central back on the other end. Easy lay-in that time for Davis.
Beautiful 25-yard touchdown pass that time from Quinlan to Davis. We got used to saying that in the fall. Like to see more of that.
Good hookup between those two. Ragsdale thought about the step-back jumper. He won't take it. Gives to Wooden. Maryville's up 14-9. 7:20 to play in the first half. As Wooden dribbling out between the circles with that left hand, he'll dribble three open. Couldn't get the pass to him off his fingertips. A turnover on the Eagles.
Good look that time. McHenry just could not bring that ball in. Had he would have been able to get a pretty quick and easy 2 points that time uncontested.
Freshman Zion Thomas checks into the game for Kansas City Central. Fritz checks out. No full court pressure this time out of the Eagles, but they are looking like they're setting up into a 1-2-2 zone. Potentially trying to get a trap here on Maryville. They worked the ball down to the corners, but right now it goes to Davis. Davis has to pick it up off the ground. Lost it initially. Now gets it inside to McCollum. Into the corner for Viertar. Mishandled that pass, but then picks it up and gives to Walter. Walter one dribble. To Quinlan on the wing. Finds a cutting Viertar baseline. Out to McCollum. Three-pointer right wing is good.
Probably fouled on that shot as well, but McCollum on fire from three so far.
17-9. Maryville 6.5 to play in the first half. Wooden to the baseline, hangs in the air, gives it off to McHenry. McHenry with the right hand, lays it in. First points of the day for the senior, Darren McHenry. Averages of 7 points per game, but pulls in 10 rebounds per contest. 17-11, Maryville in front. Quinlan has it right wing. One dribble out between the circles now. Walter throws left side, Viertaler. And back to Walter. They work it back right side. Quinlan working on their zone. Going baseline now. Davis. Davis behind the back pass for a wide open. McCollum in the lay-in.
What a great play that time from Delton Davis. Nice behind the back. Whoopsie-doo. How are you? Wide open bucket. Maryville up 19-11.
On the drive this time, it is Wooden. Gets in the paint. Shot no good. The rebound came down to McHenry. Not free, but Wooden gets it back. Fouled on the way up. And he will go to the free throw line. Timothy Wooden, Jr., averaging 23 points per game. Scoreless so far in this one.
70% free throw shooters. Got a chance to put a couple in and tighten down this lead.
First one no good from Wooden. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. One more free throw on the way for Wooden, and he hits the second. 19-12 is the Maryville lead. Bearcat Arena probably, 80% full, you'd say, Philip, but pretty loud.
Feels like it's 100% full, but yes, great crowd out here tonight, and Maryville really showed up.
And the student section is jammed in like sardines out there.
I think that's how they'd like it to be.
Quinlan has the ball knocked free, picked up by Central. Ragsdale comes the other way, to the right wing. Down toward the corner, trying to go baseline on McCollum. Scoops a pass off to McHenry. Easy lay-in from the left side. Second bucket of the day that time by McHenry. Nice feed by Ragsdale. It is a five-point Maryville lead. As Quinlan being guarded tightly by Ragsdale. Ragsdale knocks the ball free. Now a whistle and a foul coming up on Zahir Ragsdale. Up in the kitchen of Derek Quinlan that time, trying to knock that ball free, whistled for the foul, his first.
Yeah, I think he tried to introduce himself to Quinlan, and Quinlan wasn't having it. And foul called on Ragsdale. Again, he came into the team in January, so hasn't been with the team too long comparatively, but still able to put 16.9 points up per game, so you've got to keep an eye on him throughout the ballgame.
Ragsdale at Park Hill South last year before coming over to KC Central. Maryville with it to the free throw line. McCollum gets into the paint. The ball nearly ripped free by Moore. Lost it now off the tape. McCollum for three left side. That one no good. It'll go out of bounds and back to Central.
That's probably just some jittery nerves for the young freshman, Tate McCollum. he's another kid that's put up a lot of shots in this gym. So hopefully, young fella, brush that off, get a chance to take another three-point shot down the road, maybe see it through.
19-14, Maryville, 4:25 to play in this first quarter. Ragsdale has it right side, guarded by Tate McComb. Step back three, Ragsdale, that one no good. The rebound tipped by McKendry, the ball loose, picked up by Beertaler.
I love the tenacity to which Beertaler is playing tonight down low. Good hands, screens, blockouts. He's playing some good basketball.
McCollum left side wide open. Derek Quinlan, that one no good off the right side of the rim, out of bounds, and it will go back to the Eagles. Quinlan got an early bucket in that first quarter. Hasn't scored since. He's got 2-13 on the evening so far for Peyton McCollum. 19-14, Maryville in front. As Wooden walks over toward head coach Michael Golston, has a quick conversation, now gets across midcourt quickly before that 10-second call. Dribbling out on the Bearcat, Paul near midcourt, steps up right, gets a screen from Ragsdale, dribbles over right wing, guarded by Tate McCollum. Now they get it to Fritz. Fritz trying to get it right back to Morris, knocked free, picked up by Davis. And here comes Peyton McComb, right side of the floor, to the right block, goes in, reverse layup is good with the right hand.
Peyton McComb putting on a clinic here tonight. If you're going to try to goose the ball from him, he's going to take it right down the court, and that's exactly what he did.
Ragsdale comes down with the answer, gets into the paint, lays it in with the right hand. Third basket of the night for Ragsdale. Still a five-point game, 21-16 Maryville. Peyton McComb with it right wing. Guard out there by Zahir Ragsdale, well beyond the three-point line. Now left side for Quinlan. Quinlan to the free throw line. Defender falls down, puts up a quick jumper. That one rims out. The ball tipped in the air and pulled in by Fritz. Now Central knocked free from behind by Davis, and Davis grabs it, gives to McCollum, and he's fouled from behind by Fritz. I think Fritz got Davis around the waist. A little bit upset that ball was taken from him late as he came across midcourt.
Yeah, you can see just maybe a tad bit of frustration at times from KC Central, and that's playing into this a little bit, that last bucket by McCollum, where you had Zaire try to go for that steal. He guessed, and Peyton was able to just zoom that ball down the court, reverse layup, and put it in.
21-16 Maryville. Matthew Walter with it off a screen from Beertaler, trying to get the ball to Davis, stepping in the passing lane as Morph throws it down with the right hand on the other end. The dunk by Moore makes it 21-18. Maryville still in front by three. As McCollum gets across midcourt, guarded by Ragsdale. A lot of bumping out there around center court. Nothing called. Right of the lane, bounce pass to a cutting Walter. Walter has it blocked out of bounds by Moore.
Great cut by Walter. Good find. That time Brandon Moore just showed us that wingspan, able to block that ball away. But Maryville gets a set play out of bounds under the hoop.
And a timeout on the floor. Matt Steckline wants to top things over with his team. Maryville's in front, 21-18. 2:24 to play in the first quarter. We will step aside. Back with more right here on KXCV KRNW.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
A three-point Maryville lead. Class 4 sectional boys basketball, 21-18. Spoofhounds leading the Kansas City Central Eagles. Spoofhounds beat Lafayette on Saturday by the score of 63-51. First district title since 20-19. Now trying to make it into the quarterfinals for the first time since 2018. Delton Davis out front, high left side for Derek Quinlan. Into the corner goes for Peyton McComb. Three off the screen, off the rim, no good. The putback, Davis can't get that one to go. The rebound comes down to McKendry.
Great offensive rebound, skying in the air, Delton Davis, but you've got to get those buckets. Those are the ones you look back on and sure wish you had later in the ballgame.
Inside, 2 minutes to play in the first half, 21-18. Maryville Wooden off a screen from McKendry. Down to the right block, hangs in the air, shot no good off the glass. The rebound comes down to Fritz. Fritz, the putback won't go, but there's McKendry with it. He gets the putback, and it's a one-point Maryville lead.
And there's an example of that height and what it can do for you. He just had to just get in the sky just a little bit, get that rebound, and put it right back in to pull within one for Kansas City Central.
Out in front of the scorer's table, Peyton McCollum calling for a screen from Viertaler. Guarded by Wooden. Viertaler gets shoved out between the circles by McHenry. No call. Ball picked up by McCollum. Gives to Davis. Davis in the center of the lane. Goes up reverse. Layup no good. Davis fouled. And he'll go to the free throw line.
We were talking at the break just about how handsy Kansas City Central has been. And if you are able to push around Lucas Viertaler, you're pushing somebody around. That's a foul. But we'll see how it plays out here in the ball game, and at least we got Delton Davis to the line.
First free throw from Davis goes down. You made an analogy about the way they play defense during the break.
They're handsy. They're handsy, Matt. And it, you know.
It eludes me what you said. I can't.
Half court, under the bucket. Eventually, that stuff's going to come back to get you.
Second free throw from Davis, no good. The ball will go back to Kansas City Central. Of course, Maryville playing tonight. We also have some updates on Platte Valley and Chillicothe, which we'll get to in a little bit, Phil, but a lot of good basketball throughout the area this year.
Good region for basketball, and tonight the spotlight's on the Maryville Spoofhounds.
They're up by two, 22-20. I hear Ragsdale of Kansas City Central with it. He'll dribble into the paint. Hangs in the air from the left block. Shot off the glass, no good. Out of bounds, off of the Hounds. And Kansas City Central will keep it. In front of the student section, they don't look like they agree with that call.
Yeah, the crowd's not in love with that call right there, but it did look like it went off Matthew Walters' hands.
To inbound, it is Moore on the baseline. Gets it into the corner, Wooden. Wooden trying to back in on McCollum. Hangs in the air, jumps on the baseline. No good. Walter with the rebound, and he'll give the feed now to McCollum. Peyton McCollum calls at the play as he comes across midcourt off a screen from Viertaler. Dribbles right. He's picked up by McHenry out front. Now to Quinlan. Quinlan thought about the quick three. Steps back. Now goes left side to McCollum. Back left wing, Quinlan. He'll drive this time into the paint. Kicks it right side, Davis. Davis out to McCollum. 27 seconds left to play in the quarter. McCollum goes up right hand. Off the rim, no good. McHenry with the board. A two-point game, 22-20. Two high-scoring offenses, but defense ruling for the first two quarters of this one. Down to 12 seconds left to go in the first half. Dribbling out front. It is Wooden. Trying to tie or take the lead as we head into halftime. Down to 5 seconds. Wooden drives in the paint. Hangs in the air. Off the back of the rim. No good. Tipped by McHenry. Picked up by Quinlan. Three-quarter court shot on the way. Comes up short. And Maryville with the lead 22-20 at the end of the first half. What a battle we have in the Class 4 sectionals here from Bearcat Arena on the Northwest Missouri State University campus. Maryville in front by two. We'll step aside and be back with more as you're tuned in to KXCV Maryville, KRNW, Chillicothe.
Support for today's game is brought to you by NTE Office Center. With locations in Maryville and Cameron, NTE provides laptops, computers, networking, printing, furniture, and office supplies. More information at nteoffice.com or on Facebook. NTE Office Center, powering business. Also from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full and part-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Today's broadcast is also brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/Pitz Body Shop.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud sponsor of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at mvb.com, member FDIC. Also from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years, the Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at MarylandVilleForum.com. More at 660-562-2424. and Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, visit nwmcell.com.
We have got a battle at halftime. 22-20 is our score. It is Maryville and Kansas City Central in the Class 4 boys sectional matchup. And the winner of this one goes on to the quarterfinal round. And Philip Horan, we talked a lot about the offense leading into this one and just what these two teams are capable of. Maryville averaging 67 points per game. KC Central averaging 74 per game. But both teams barely breaking 20 through two quarters.
I think that's got to favor Maryville at this point. You know, you saw KC Central early in the ball game trying to set up that press. You know, they want to speed things up and try to get the ball down the court with those uncontested layups and slam dunks. I will tell you, Timothy Wooden Jr. and Brandon Moore, their leading scorers, they showed up biggest in their losses. They have six losses on the season, and those guys were averaging in the neighborhood of 20 to 25 points per game in those losses. So don't sleep on their stats quite yet. You can see what they can do. They can create their own shot, and when they've got an open shot, they can drain it. Probably be a little bit different story in the second half, but at the same time, you're just waiting for the lid to pop off the rim for Derek Quinlan. When he starts going and he can match the production of Peyton McCollum, this Maryville team could be awfully dangerous.
You mentioned Timothy Wooden Jr., what he does offensively. He's at 20 games of 20 points or more. He scored a season-low 13 points twice against Liberty North and Grain Valley. Of course, Grain Valley is a team that Maryville saw as well. That was a 63-55 win for Kansas City Central. For Maryville, it was a 48-45 win over Grain Valley. So both teams have beaten Grain Valley, just one common opponent. But again, he hasn't scored less than 13 in a game all year. He scored one so far tonight, just off a free throw. So Maryville's keeping him in check. But overall, Jackson, as you take a look at our stats for this first half, it's kind of been the Peyton McCollum show to this point.
Yes, as you mentioned, Peyton McCollum, he has 15 points, and he's on track for 30. I mean, last game he dropped 25 points, so it's no surprise that he's the one who's leading the scoring here for the Spoofhounds. But on another note, Delton Davis doing all he can, getting two steals, an assist, and 5 points. He's the other leading scorer for the Spoofhounds. I love the way that those two have played. A lot of tenacity, a lot of aggressiveness down low. Great ball movement from both of them. I mean, I loved the pass from Delton Davis to McCollum behind the back for the wide-open layup. That was my favorite play of the half here. So both those players are the ones leading the Spoofhounds. Derek Quinlan only at 2 points, but he does have 2 assists, 2 rebounds, and 1 steal. So all the guys you expect to be playing good are doing their jobs, and I think that if they continue this to use this atmosphere, this home field advantage, some people call it, it's home court advantage, they keep using that, I think that they're well on their way to continue, you know, this ride in the state. But they're going to have to keep the other guys in check. They have on the Kansas City Central side, Brandon Moore leads the scoring with 7 points. And along with Zahir Ragsdale, he's at 6 points. But you were talking about the leading scorer, Timothy Wooden Jr., for this team. They've only held him in check to 1 point on a free throw. So the defense doing all they can to hold this Eagles team to as low as they can. But if they keep playing the way they're doing, I mean, this aggressiveness, I'd love to see it. So they are well on their way to get the W.
Hey, of course, media, we love to talk about the numbers and the things that we can actually point to and say this or this or this. But, Philip, you mentioned it quite a few times throughout that first half. Lucas Viertalik, he's scoreless, but he's had some big rebounds. And he's doing a lot of the dirty things you got to do to win playoff basketball. Not dirty in a sense of like illegal, but dirty as in a sense of playing physical, box outs, setting hard screens, and matching the toughness and aggression that KC Central's showing. The same thing that Viertal is doing as well.
And Matt, we've known each other for quite a long time, done a lot of broadcasts together, and I think it's no secret that the folks out there know that you love the dirty Las Vegas Raiders. You know, they play a dirty brand of football, and this is what you want out of Lucas Viertal. I'm not saying it's wrong.
I agree with you.
He's playing tough, and I love it. The thing that I love that you didn't mention was late in that second quarter, he set a screen. I think it was on Brandon Moore, and I think Brandon Moore got checked back into where I'm at. If he can continue to do that, go with Dennis Rodman. I love it. I love the way he plays. If he can play tenacious like that, Maryville's got a chance, all the chance in the world. I don't care how tall you are, because that boy, he's going to go left tackle on you, and it's going to be fun to watch.
So I don't want to go down this rabbit hole, because this is going to take me in a complete different direction. John Coffey's here. You mentioned that. I work with John. I mentioned this to him multiple times. Baseball, football, basketball, soccer, hockey. I don't care what sport you're playing. Great teams have a dirtbag. I'm not saying that anybody in particular is a dirtbag, but you got a guy that's going to do the dirty stuff and a guy that the other team just doesn't like, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And Lucas Bertal is kind of stepping up and doing those things. Like, I love the guy that's going to be the dirtbag.
I do, too.
Because you got to have it. I have an edge.
You know, like Max Crosby on the Raiders. Everyone doesn't like
that. See, there you go.
He's a dirtbag.
Yeah.
All those tattoos.
Right.
But if you can maybe just get under their skin a little bit, too.
All the good for Maryville.
There's a guy that played high school football at Red Oak in the 90s. He was a dirtbag. Played defensive back, probably only like 5'7". I can't remember. Philip, what was his name?
His name was Philip.
That's right, he was.
Boy, the guy had some speed back in the day. So
still does. Trust me.
Still does, but just, you know, didn't quite make enough dirtbag type plays.
22-20. See, we kind of went down a rabbit hole, and people are wondering what they're listening to.
I think they're entertained.
I hope so. High school basketball here on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe. Class 4 sectionals at halftime. It's 22-20 in favor of Maryville taking on the Kansas City Central Eagles. We'll step aside and be back with your third quarter right here on 90.5 and 88.9.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Nolan Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Nolan Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, NolanDinsdaleSeed.com. And from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. For more information, 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Support is also provided by Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com. And Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil has served the community for 95 years and continues to be a local source for refined fuels, propane, feed, tire services, grain merchandising, and agronomy services. More on online at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. And from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933, the credit union offers in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day and electronic signatures on loan documents. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together. Also from Northwest AV, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More information at nw-av.com. Today's game is also brought to you by Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 11 o'clock every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville.
A two-point Maryville lead. Spoofhounds will start the third quarter with the basketball. On the floor, Quinlan, McCollum, Walter, Davis, and Viertaler. And for Kansas City Central, it is Ragsdale, Fritz, McHenry, Wooden, and Moore. McCollum with it across midcourt. Bearcats right to left. Spoofhounds are right to left, playing at Bearcat Arena this evening. Delton Davis on the baseline, short corner. Up left wing, it goes to Viertaler, dribbles around the arc, now throws right corner open. Matthew Walter, three, rims out, and the rebound comes down to McHenry.
That one halfway down before it pops back out, and right there, McHenry for the rebound.
First possession of this second half for Kansas City Central, down by two. Jumper on the way for Moore. Back of the rim, no good. Tipped by McCollum. The ball loose inside. Picked up by McHenry, and he gets the put back.
Strong move from McHenry that time. McCollum all over him. Able to muscle that ball in and tie the ball game up.
8 points now for McHenry. Leading score on the day for Kansas City Central. Right wing with it is McCollum. Picks it up. Bounce pass between the circles. Viertaler gives back to McCollum. Tie ball game, 22 apiece. After that, McHenry bucket on the other end. Right wing McCollum up top to Quinlan popping out. Quinlan looks underneath, throws it now into the corner for Davis. Davis wants to go baseline on McHenry. And a whistle and a foul called on the floor on McHenry of Central.
Because Delton Davis is willing to take that ball to the hoop, puts that little head fake on, and then you've got to play him that time overplayed and pick up that foul to that time now for McHenry.
Davis coming off a double-double in the district championship. Quinlan gets it right block, high off the glass, no good. The rebound goes to Wooden. He's pushing down the floor. Behind the back pass, tipped out of bounds by Derek Quinlan. Nearly threw that one right to Quinlan. as Wooden trying to get a little too fancy that time.
That time the Blue Eagles bench getting a little bit of a lesson in fundamentals, not getting too cute with the basketball.
Inbound comes into Ragsdale, dribbles up to the free throw line, trying to get past Walter, down to the block, off the glass. That's a tough shot from Ragsdale. Little bump, he wanted a foul, didn't get it called. And the Eagles in front, 24-22. Now here goes McCollum, goes baseline off the glass, shot no good. The rebound comes down to McHenry. As Wooden slowing things up, walks it across midcourt, picked up by McCollum, man-to-man defense out of the spoof fouls. Left-hand dribble into the paint, goes Wooden, and Wooden, tough take. His first field goal of the night, he's got three now, and it's a 26-22 Eagles lead.
And just a second ago, the Eagles took their first lead of the ball game, traded 7-0 runs to start the game, but they have never been in front, now up by four.
In the corner, Viertaler wants a three. That one too strong, and the rebound comes down to Ragsdale. 6 minutes to play in the third quarter. Four-point Eagle lead. Pass into the corner. Ragsdale threw that one too far in front of Moore, and a turnover on Kansas City Central.
You knew with that possession, you're either looking at a turnover, a stop, or if they make a bucket, possibly a timeout for Coach Steckline early in this third period.
So Peyton McCollum will come up the floor for Maryville. Spoofhounds looking for their first bucket of this third quarter. Up 22-20 at the break, but a little 6-0 run right now for Central. Up top they get to Viertaler. Left side now, Quinlan. Quinlan trying to find a cutting Viertaler. He got tied up, it looked like, with Moore and couldn't get free. The ball goes out of bounds.
Yeah, we talked about in the first half just about how handsy this KC Central team is. That time able to tie up on Viertaler, hold him just enough that pass goes errant and over back to KC Central.
4-point KC Central lead. Walking across midcourt is Wooden. To the top of the key, starts to go right, little hesitation, pulls up right, elbow jumper, splashes home.
And he starts getting those to go down. That's with some really good defense by Peyton McCollum, a hand in his face, able to rise up and extend that lead to six.
28-22, 5:14 to play in the third. Wooden all over Quinlan. Quinlan dribbling out above the perimeter, now gives to Viertaler. Viertaler left side, it goes to Quinlan. Quinlan, one dribble right, picks it up. Now to the corner for Viertaler. Viertaler will hand out to McCollum. McCollum trying to turn the corner. He's cut off by Wooden. Backs out to the wing. Now to the free throw line. Gets into the paint. Hangs in the air. Off the glass. No good. A whistle and a foul coming up. Wooden contesting that shot. McCollum will get to the free throw line for the first time. That is number one on Wooden, so we'll see McCollum step to the free throw line. Today's Spoofhound broadcast is brought to you by Laclede Chain Manufacturing on East 1st Street in Maryville. Laclede's a family-owned company producing various chains for hardware, industrial, snow chains, and more. Additional information is available at lacledechain.com. The first one for McCollum goes down. And he hits both. First 2 points of the second half for Maryville. 28-24 is the lead right now in favor of Central. Wooden has it up top. Dribbles right. Hangs in the air. Tough shot. He had McCollum in his grill. McCollum whistled for the foul. We'll see Wooden go back to the free throw line.
You know, if the rest of this game ends up being McCollum and Wooden just going one-on-one, mano-a-mano, it's going to be a fun game to watch.
Honestly, that would be worth the price of admission. As Wooden steps to the free throw line, now one of three at the line. He misses the first. ...70% free throw shooter on the year. Another one coming up. Shooting into the hoop that has some Bearcat football players sitting behind it. Not doing too much crazy, but still couldn't make the first. He goes one of two that time. Now up to 6 points for Wooden, and it's 29-24 Eagles. Left elbow with it, Viertaler. Throws right side, Quinlan. Quinlan up top to Walter, popping out. Walter backs off just a bit. Now dribbles left. Will hand to McCollum. Ragsdale on McCollum. 4:15 to play in the third quarter. McCollum gets past Ragsdale into the paint. Kicks left corner. Three on the way. Davis too strong. The ball tipped by Walter. Still loose. Matthew Walter dives on the floor after it. Wooden tips it out. And it is picked up by Fritz of Central. Good hustle play by Walter, but Maryville not able to get possession. Down by five. Out between the circles with it is Moore. Moore gets past Davis into the paint. Goes up right hand. Too strong off the back iron. The rebound comes down to McHenry. The putback won't go. Another putback this time. Fritz, he's fouled. And two free throws on the way for Ramondre Fritz.
McCollum picking up that second foul, rushing over to athletic trainer. I think he's got a little blood on his finger, so they're going to get that taken a look at, get that all bandaged up, and he'll be just fine to get back in there. But it does look like that's on his shooting hand. I'm not sure what he's got there, but he's been bleeding on his shorts there just a little bit.
Fitz goes to the free throw line where he's 52% on the year, and he makes the first. One more on the way for Ramondre Fritz, a freshman for this KC Central team. Left-handed free throw. That one's good as well. Goes 2 of 2 at the line. He's got 2 points on the night. And it's 31-24, largest lead of the night for KC Central. Maryville looking to stop the bleeding, still looking for their first field goal of this second half. McCollum on the drive. Wooden falls to the ground. Goes up right hand off the glass. It's good. But no, a whistle and a foul on the floor. It was so loud in here, Philip, couldn't hear the whistle, just could tell by McCall's reaction that that bucket didn't count.
I was still hung up on the fact that you said Maryville need to stop the bleeding after McCollum literally went over to the trainer to stop the bleeding, then takes the ball to the hoop and doesn't even get the play and one.
Left corner three, good from Quinlan. Timeout here for Maryville. Coach Steckline, Hounds back within four, stopping the bleeding. 31-27. It is KC Central in front. We'll take a timeout. Back in 1 minute here on KXCV KRNW.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net. Today's Spoofhound broadcast is brought to you by Laclede Chain Manufacturing on East 1st Street in Maryville. Laclede is a family-owned company producing various chains for hardware, industrial, snow chains, and more. Additional information is at lacledechain.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
A four-point lead for Kansas City Central. A three-pointer just before we went into the break went down. That one from Derek Quinlan. 3:20 left to play here in the third quarter. Wooden gets it in the corner, guarded by McCollum. Into the paint, to the right block, shot no good. The rebound underneath the Fritz, the putback coming up. Ramondre Fritz gets the friendly roll and a chance for a three-point play. Well, Fritz battling inside, got the O board. And you mentioned it earlier, there's some length on this Kansas City Central team. He is a 6'3" forward, just a freshman. That ball hung on the back of the rim, went down, and a chance to make this a seven-point lead once again.
And that time he went through Lucas Biertaler to get that ball and give himself for the and one. That time making that free throw, basketball tickling the nylon as it's done this half for Kansas City Central.
It's a 34-27 Eagle lead. Out on the Bearcat Paul with it as Peyton McCollum gets past Ragsdale into the paint, kicks into the corner. Biertaler up to Quinlan, one dribble left. Now into the corner for McCollum. McCollum, three, he's gone.
Well, he's got such a quick release on that three-point shot, knows where he's at on the court, hoists quickly and through the net yet again.
34-30 as Wooden comes across midcourt, fires right side in front of the bench for Ragsdale. Ragsdale guarded by freshman Tate McCollum. Wants to drive, gets into the paint, goes up, the shot around the cylinder and out. The rebound comes down to Quinlan. Quinlan has three blue jerseys on him, and they're going to call a jump ball. And this very heavily Maryville crowd disagrees with that one big.
I think if you had a chance to disagree with the refs, it would be an all-night affair because so far, things just seem to keep going the way of KC Central when the refs blow that whistle.
So the possession arrow does stay with the Eagles. Ragsdale will inbound on the baseline. Gets it into the corner for Fritz. Now Fritz out near midcourt gives to Wooden. Wooden quickly into the corner for Ragsdale. 2:20 left to play in the third quarter. Bounce pass inside. Trying to get that one to McHenry. Knocked free by Biertaler. Picked up by Quinlan. And Quinlan Dumped in the backcourt by Ragsdale. Ragsdale has his arm wrapped around the back of Quillen. Now they will blow the whistle and call the foul on Ragsdale.
Fans nearly standing ovation on that call. They've been looking for it all night long, as between Quinlan and McCollum, they have had nothing short of 10 fingers around their pocket area the whole night long.
Quick inbound to Davis, right back to McCollum. McCollum now a quick whistle and a reach called on Brandon Moore. And again, that's one that Moore wasn't going to stop McCollum, but tried to get kind of the cheap steal by knocking that one free. Connected with McCollum right around the midsection. And this will result in, the scores table says five fouls, which should be two free throws now for Maryville. And they will be free throws on the way for McCollum.
And you're not sad to see those fouls rack up to the point where you can get some one-on-one opportunities, but had that foul not been called, McCollum, another three would have splashed for him.
And the first free throw off the back of the rim, no good. 2:09 to play in the third quarter, a 34-30 lead for Kansas City Central. One more on the way for the right-handed McCollum. He knocks that one down. McCollum with 21 of the 31 Maryville points. Pounds down three. High post. McHenry into the corner. Ragsdale open three. That one goes around the rim and falls through. Touched about every part of the rim before Zahir Ragsdale got that one. He goes into double figures with 11. McCollum to Quinlan. Quinlan drives down toward the baseline, not to the ground. Gets it away to Tate McCollum. To Viertaler. Back to Tate. Has it left wing. Into the corner. Quinlan back to Tate. Wants the quick three. Good! Tate McCollum, the 5'6 freshman, into the scorebook, and it's a three-point game once again.
Missed one early in the ball game. That time, unfazed. Hoist the three, pulls Maryville within three on that big shot by the freshman.
You could tell he gave it to Quinlan. Quinlan gave it right back, wanted him to put that one up. He does, and got it to go. On the drive, Wooden hangs in the air, fouled. The bucket is good, and he has a chance for an old-fashioned three-point play.
Wooden, as you mentioned, he did. He seemed to hang in the air for a long time, able to get that ball, muscle it through, and get himself for the end one.
2-4 at the free-throw line so far this evening. 1:16 left in the third quarter. Chance to make this a six-point game. And a free throw for Wooden is no good. So Maryville down by five. McCollum dribbles right off the screen from Viertaler down to the baseline. Whistle and a foul coming up on the floor on McHenry. And two more free throws on the way for McCollum. That last foul for Maryville was on Viertaler. He has two. This one here that sends McCollum to the free throw lines on McHenry. He's now up to three personal fouls. As Peyton sinks the first. One more, and he knocks down both. Three-point ball game, 39-36, 1 minute to play here in the third quarter. Offenses have come alive a bit in this third frame. It was 22-20 at halftime as a foul on the floor on Tate McCollum, guarding Ragsdale tightly down to the baseline right of the hoop.
Tate McCollum sticking tight to Ragsdale, initially just being pesky, knocking the ball away, but Ragsdale picking that up, driving to the baseline, and that's where McCollum picked up that foul.
That is number one on Tate McCollum as Ragsdale steps to the free throw line. And the first one goes down. You mentioned that didn't play through the first semester. He's only played 12 games this season as Ragsdale. His first game came against Kansas City East on January 23rd. Went for a season-high 33 points. He's shown he can light it up. Goes 1-2 at the free throw line. The rebound comes down to Peyton McCollum. A four-point lead for the Eagles. McCollum over left wing. Now goes down to the baseline. He's cut off. Swiping in is Ragsdale. Guarding McCollum was Moore. Ragsdale flew in from behind, took that ball away. A turnover on the Hounds. 40 seconds left to go in the third quarter. 40-36, Central in front. Wooden has it top of the key, trying to drive past McCollum. Down the right side of the lane, banks it in with the right hand.
That's why he is so tough. He can just get you in the air, and as you mentioned earlier, just floats. That time strong enough to about double, triple clutch the ball and tag it in off the backboard.
Back to a six-point game, 15 seconds left to play here in this third quarter. Derek Quinlan with it. Has it right side. Now goes back left to McCall. McCall, top of the key, down to 6 seconds. Quinlan driving, bounce pass on the baseline to Davis. Davis out to McCollum. 1 second, three on the way. No good from Tate McCollum. And the third quarter comes to a close. A six-point ball game at the end of 3:42-36 is our score. Maryville down by six. We will step aside. Be back with more here on KXCV Maryville, KRNW, Chillicothe.
Support for today's Maryville broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Spoofhound fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Spoofhound Nation.
Support for the Spoofhounds is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Mill and Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Mill and Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, millanddinsdaleseed.com.
Support comes from Hallelujah Counseling on South Main in Maryville, offering Christian-based mental health counseling, including anxiety and depression therapy, trauma counseling, stress management, relationship issues, and more. To schedule a consultation, 660-223-1700.
42-36, Maryville down by six at the end of three with Philip Boren. And at Jackson Phelps, I'm Matt Tritton. Tanner DeHaven and Shelby Singleton back in the KXCV KRNW studios for us this evening. Thanks for joining us. Class 4 high school basketball, the sectional round. The winner goes on to the quarterfinals on Saturday. Maryville with it right to left to start this fourth quarter. Hounds were up by two at halftime, now trailing by six. McCollum, top of the key, backs out just a bit, hands to Quinlan. Quinlan goes left side, into the corner, Tate McCollum gives a head fake, he'll drive with the right hand, bounce pass across the lane, Davis catches it, cutting, can't hit the layup, and the rebound comes down to Marte Jefferson.
Great find that time by the freshman McCollum, puts it in Delton's hands, and 9 out of 10 times Delton's going to make that basket, just rims off and over to KC Central.
Ragsdale dribbling around the perimeter with the basketball. Now we'll go high left side out in front of the media table. Now approaches the perimeter on the drive. Gets into the paint. Lowered his shoulder. Stripped free and taken away by McCollum. McCollum has to get free of a couple of defenders trying to rip the ball loose. Ahead to Davis. Davis goes up. Right hand is blocked off the glass by Moore. Picked up by Quinlan and laid in.
Quinlan, right place, right time. Moore initially thought he had that block, which he did. Then Quinlan right there put that back in.
Derek with seven. Pull up three. On the other end, Moore with the answer. 7-point ball game now, and KC Central wants a timeout. Brandon Moore into double figures with 10. 45-38 Central quiets the crowd. We will step aside and be back after this timeout right here on KXCV KRNW.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
45-38, a 7-point ball game with 6:47 remaining here in that Class 4 sectional basketball in the state of Missouri. Maryville trying to advance to the quarterfinals for the first time since 2018.
Fireworks early here in the third quarter. Maryville basketball, but KC Central, a 22-point third quarter, elevated them to that 42-36 lead to start this quarter.
Right wing, McCollum, now top of the key, Quinlan, three in and out. The rebound comes down for Jefferson of KC Central. Marte Jefferson didn't sub into the game until this fourth quarter. He's come away with a couple of big defensive boards. On the drive is Wooden, gets down to the block, goes up with the right hand, banks it in. Wooden has 12. He had one at halftime, making his presence felt. It's 47-38 KC Central. McCollum quickly up the floor, picks it up. Right side, Quinlan steps up to the three-point arc. Now a little drive on the baseline. It goes for Davis. Davis, nice pass underneath Walter. Walter trying to get it out to McCollum. Pass tip picked up by Davis. Back left side, another pass tip by Moore. Taken away by Ragsdale. I think the Spoofhounds passed up a few open ones that time, and KC Central comes away with it. On the other end, Wooden called for the travel.
ball back to the Hounds on that last possession. You nailed it. A lot of opportunities, some looks that they passed up on, looking for that assist over points. And when you've got an open look against this team, you've got to take it. We saw Derek Quinlan with that open look from the wing, three-point shot. It's not been there for him the last couple of games. I think he was a little hesitant. Would have loved to see him pull the trigger on that three.
47-38, KC Central up. But remember, it's a Hound team that can score in a hurry. They need one or two to go down here early in this fourth quarter. Get some momentum back on their side. McCollum, step back three over McHenry. No good. The rebound comes down to Ragsdale. Ragsdale pushing down the center of the floor. Into the paint. Goes up. Left hand from the right side is no good. But the rebound pulled in by Moore. They keep it alive. Out to Wooden. Wooden drives. He's fouled on the floor. One thing about it, too, you see Wooden especially. Wooden and Ragsdale. They want to force the issue. They're going to make you foul them as they take it to the hoop.
Yeah, they are definitely looking to get that ball right to the basket each time that they have an opportunity, and they're picking up fouls left and right on this Spoofhound team.
That one on Walter, his second. First team foul on Maryville in this fourth quarter. High post. It is Wooden. Wooden bounce pass underneath. He finds McHenry. McHenry finishes. 49-38, a double-digit advantage for the first time all night for KC Central. McCollum guarded by Ragsdale. Gives it off high right side for Walter. Walter will dribble top of the key, give it to McCollum. McCollum jumps up in the paint. Right hand, floater is good, plus the foul.
That's a great shot from McCollum. Gets this crowd back into the ball game. Gives him a chance for a three if he can make it here at the line. And then you've just got to look for a great defensive effort. Get that ball back into the Spoofhound's hands for a chance to cut into this lead even more.
49-40 as McCollum steps to the line. This is Maryville High School basketball on KXEV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe, and the Bearcat Public Media app. The free throw goes down for Peyton McCollum. He's got 26. It's 49-41. Eagles in front by 8. Hounds needing a stop. 4:44 to play in the game. On the drive, Moore into the paint, goes up left hand. Too strong off the glass, but the putback is there for McHenry. Averages 10 rebounds per game, and boy, he has really had a nice night on the glass.
McHenry just boxing out perfectly that time, able to get Walter behind him so he can get that clear rebound and shot back up.
A lot of bumping up the floor. McCollum and Ragsdale. Finally, McCollum cuts off Ragsdale, forces the issue, and Ragsdale's called for the foul, and he can't believe it.
Any play that time by Peyton McCollum, a kid that he's seen do that a lot, a guy like Trevor Hudgens, Kevin Pitts. All able to see that Kevin Pitts. That's the wrong guy, although he was a great basketball player.
I bet Kevin Pitts has some moves. He's not Justin Pitts.
He's Justin Pitts, but Kevin Pitts, he could play some forward there at Iowa Central Community College.
Ball stolen from McCollum. Picked up by Fritz, throws it ahead to Wooden. Wooden spins in the lane, lost control of it, goes out of bounds off of Viertaler. It will stay with Central. That foul on Ragsdale was his fourth. He goes to the bench. Back in is Fritz. Kevin Pitts and Justin Pitts, one and the same.
Almost identical human beings.
Speaking of MIAA Players of the Year, Wes Dreamer winning it today for Maryville. Got that recognition. Ben McCollum, MIAA Coach of the Year on the men's side.
And ninth time that Ben's been Coach of the Year, I believe, but you also said ninth time that we've had a Player of the Year.
Nine times in a row, which is absolutely insane. One of those was Kevin slash Justin Pitts. Jumper by Moore, no good. Maryville with it. Down 51-41. Top of the key, three on the way. McCollum knocks it down.
Had to have that. Gotta have more of that. Keep feeding the rock to McCollum. This is his gym. Let's see what he can do.
Timeout on the floor. 3:45 to play. Maryville down by 7. Back in a minute on KXEV, KRNW.
Support for today's game comes from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
Support for today's Spoofhound broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center, Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. This Spoofhound broadcast is underwritten by FCS Financial of Maryville. FCS is a customer-owned ag lender that's served Missouri for over a century with loans for farm equipment, livestock, beginning farmers, hunting land, rural homes, and more. For more information, 660-582-6464 or myfcsfinancial.com.
Central basketball inbound comes into Moore. Moore promptly runs over Tate McCollum right about mid-court. They're going to call a blocking foul on Tate. Ooh, Maryville fans not pleased about that one either.
Yeah, they haven't been pleased all night long, and that one's not going to make them any happier as Tate just got trucked that time right there at half court.
And another blocking foul called on Tate out near mid-court. So he quickly picks up his third. And that'll be team foul number three on Maryville. 3:39 to play in the fourth quarter, and it should have been an over and back. Wooden caught the ball on one side, dribbled across to the other, then came back again. They didn't call anything, and sometimes they're questionable. That one looked like it was a little bit more obvious. Now a foul out near the three-point line on Maryville. And the official saying he hadn't established both feet, and so that's why they didn't call it. That last foul. Well, they don't have it on the scoreboard just yet, but Maryville up with four team fouls, one away from sending Kansas City Central into the bonus. On the drive, it is Moore. Two to the hoop, lays in with the right hand. 53-44, back to a nine-point ball game. Peyton McCollum's been the man tonight for Maryville as he's guarded by Marte Jefferson. Left side, Quillen. Thought about the quick three, got in the air, gave it up to Virtar. Back to Quillen. Now to Davis. Davis, right block, gives a head fake, banks it in.
Davis is built like a guard but plays like a forward. And if he can get you into the air, he can step right through you and find the bucket.
Moore has it between the circles. Guarded by Davis. Gets to the free throw line. Dribble off the back of his heel. Diving after it is Quillen. Quillen has it in a timeout for Maryville. Of course, now it looks like they had the fast break ahead. They're going to say Coach Steckline called that timeout. Quillen got the ball ahead to Davis. Would have been an easy two. But either way, a heck of a hustle play for Quillen. Diving on the floor after that basketball.
And Matt, I know one of your favorite restaurants in town is ANG, and it is some fantastic food, but I guarantee you tonight, Coach Steckline's not inviting these refs out for dinner.
Philip Horn, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it's a Maryville institution, you know?
It's a wonderful institution. Their hamburger, delicious. Highly recommend.
I mean, I've been over to your house and you're grilling. I feel like that's top-notch, too.
That's true. You're welcome anytime.
Thank you. Give me a correction. They did have McCollum at four fouls. I can see that it's actually on Quillen instead. And after it looked like they gave a timeout to Steckline, they did not actually give a timeout to Maryville. On the drive, McCollum with it gets into the paint. The floater's good. They're going to say a foul on the floor on Kansas City Central. A lot of confusion here, Philip. It looked like there was a timeout for Maryville, but Steckline said he did not call that, and so they ended up just giving Maryville the ball on the sideline and essentially taking 2 points off the board.
Taking two quick and easy points off the board. Maryville retains possession, but on that last play, either Peyton McCollum or Derek Quinlan, it's like they are wearing blue backpacks because KC Central is all over their back. They are starting to call those a little bit. Coaches think they're ticky-tack, but they are certainly not. It's been happening all night long.
Quinlan has it up top, guarded by Jefferson. Now stepping out on him is McHenry. Throws it left side, Tate McCollum. Tate back left side, Quinlan catch and shoot three on the way. Derek off the rim, no good. Offensive rebound, Davis keeps it alive. Gives to Virtar. Now to McCollum. Steps up, top of the key. Now they'll shovel left side for Quinlan to the free throw line. Steps back, jumper on the way. Rims around and finally falls down.
Got to see that one go through if you're Derek Quinlan. Got to get that confidence to shoot going again because he can put him down quickly. He can stuff the stats in a hurry.
Crowd getting back into a two-possession game. 53-48 Central with it. Wooden spins in the paint. Tough shot over two defenders, and it goes down.
And as he's done all night long, when they needed a bucket, Wooden has been there to deliver.
Peyton McCollum, right wing. Bounce pass goes to Davis. Davis in the paint trying to get a pass over to Virtar out of bounds off of Fritz. That one nearly stolen away. It's a seven-point ball game. Ragsdale with four fouls checks back in for Jefferson. Marte Jefferson to the bench. 1:49 remaining. Set to inbound on the baseline. It is Dalton Davis. Davis trying to get it into Virtar. Tipped away. Picked up by Quinlan out near midcourt. Quinlan guarded by Brandon Moore. Off a screen from Viertar. Steps up, three-pointer, right wing, on the way, back of the rim, no good. Tipped by Moore, tipped by Tate McCollum. Peyton McCollum couldn't bring it in. Ragsdale grabs it. And Ragsdale slows things up for Central. 90 seconds left to play. Maryville down 7. Ragsdale on the drive and a foul on the floor coming up on Maryville.
Boy, you felt like if Quinlan could get that one to drop, it was just going to be a complete change in this arena. Everyone's going to be on their feet, louder than they've been all night long, but unable to get that one to drop. High rebound. The young freshman gets up there high, but not high enough to tip that ball to his brother, Casey Central, with the ball, and now shooting two.
Called out on Quinlan, his third. So we'll see Ragsdale step to the free throw line. It has 5 on the scoreboard. It would be 2 free throws on the way for KC Central, but now the scores table saying it's only 4. So Ragsdale is not going to get free throws. One of the officials says 1 to give. We're moving too fast. And let me tell you, this fourth quarter has been flying right now. A lot of action up and down between these two very physical teams in Class 4 sectional basketball. The winner to the quarterfinals on Saturday. Inbound between the circles, Moore. Moore drives, kicks into the corner. Jefferson for 3, air ball off of Viertar, picked up by McHenry, and the putback goes. McHenry able to go through Viertar to knock that one free, and he gets the putback. 1:14 to play, 57-48, Eagles in front. McCollum drives, goes up, left hand blocked out of bounds. That one by McHenry into the Maryville bench. Down to 107 left to play. Maryville down by 9, needing a lot in a hurry. McCollum lobs it in near midcourt for Tate McCollum. Hands it off back to Peyton. Peyton step back, wants a 3 over Ragsdale. That one off the back of the rim, no good. The rebound comes down to Moore. Moore will bring it across midcourt. Inside a minute left to go. And Kansas City Central will grab a timeout. 57-48, Maryville down by 9. 54 seconds remaining. We'll step aside and be back with more here on KXEV Maryville, KRNW, Chillicothe.
Support for KXEV KRNW comes from the Northwest Technical School, offering a variety of adult education courses this fall, ranging from dance like salsa and the Western two-step to arts and crafts such as rug braiding, painting, and t-shirt quilting. The full fall catalog of courses can be found online at kxcv.org or nts.maryville.k12.mo.us.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center. With locations in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides laptops, computers, networking, printing, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business.
57-48 is our score. 54 seconds remaining. It is Kansas City Central basketball as Coach Olsen grabbed the timeout to talk with his team and just make sure everybody on the same page. Maryville, obviously, in a situation they have to foul. Coach Olsen probably setting up a play to get someone specifically the ball. It has not been Timothy Wooden's night at the free throw line, although it comes into him, and he is quickly fouled by Derek Quinlan. Wooden, 2 of 5 at the free throw line. So we'll see Wooden step to the free throw line. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by LaCleed Chain Manufacturing on East 1st Street in Maryville. LaCleed's a family-owned company producing various chains for hardware, industrial, snow chains, and more. Additional information is available at LaCleedChain.com. As Wooden knocks down the first. That was personal foul number 4 on Quinlan. 58-48. One more on the way for Wooden. Wearing his hot pink shoes with that blue uniform. Second free throw goes. McCollum across midcourt, down by 11. 45 seconds remaining. Picks the ball up in front of the scores table. Then he's fouled on the floor by Wooden, going for that steal. And this is number 4 on the Eagles in this quarter. So no free throws just yet for the Hounds. Call and bounding to the left of the scores table. Lobs it in for Quinlan. Quinlan dribbling with the left hand. Now we'll go around the perimeter, over toward the right wing. Steps back, wants a 3. That one rims out. Rebound tipped by Quinlan. Picked up by Davis. Davis threw contact, no foul. And the rebound comes down to Ragsdale. Down to 28 seconds left to go in the basketball game. And a whistle and a foul. Quinlan thought he had a jump ball. Coach Steckline arguing for a jump ball, but they're going to say that is number five on Derek Quinlan.
And that all transpired right down by the student section. Quick shout out to Tom Alvarez, Brian Groh, Ian Myers. They are keeping that crowd of students well under control. And right now, a well-deserved standing ovation for Derek Quinlan as he exits the court with that fifth foul.
27 seconds remaining, a 59-48 lead for Kansas City Central. You can see the look on Quinlan's face of the disappointment. But boy, has he had one heck of a senior season. The free throw goes down for Ragsdale to give him 13.
And with Derek Quinlan, doesn't matter if he's on the football field or the basketball court, record setter either way. And don't be too worried, because if you really want to follow the young man, you can follow him at Morningside next year where he continues his basketball career.
Both free throws go for Ragsdale. McCollum comes up the floor. It's taken away by Ragsdale. Goes to the other end zone here. Ragsdale lays it in with 20 seconds remaining. And that will just about do it. 63-48. McCollum comes across midcourt to Tate. McCollum left corner three. On the way, goes down for Tate. Still a 12-point basketball game. Inbound tip by Virtue. Picked up by Tate. McCollum. McCollum, it was fouled. And two free throws on the way for McCollum as McHenry whistled for that foul. 4.7 seconds remaining. Tate McCollum will go to the free throw line. Maryville down by 12. So Tate McCollum, the 5'6 freshman guard, put up a career-high 22 points against South Harrison back in the first game of the season. Misses the first free throw. One more on the way for Tate. Playing here at Bearcat Arena this evening, where his father coaches Northwest Missouri State. The second no good. The rebound comes down to Marte Jefferson. And this game comes to a close. Maryville puts together a terrific season, but ultimately can't get enough going offensively in this one against a very good Kansas City Central basketball team. Maryville falls 63-51 in the Class 4 Boys Sectionals game here from Bearcat Arena on the Northwest Missouri State campus. The Spoofhounds end the season with an 18-8 record. Meanwhile, Kansas City Central will move on. They are 22-6 and on to the Class 4 quarterfinals coming up on Saturday. Maryville falls in this one by the score of 63-51. We will step aside and come back to begin our postgame right here on KXCV KRNW.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. And from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Paget, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds. Also, from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. And Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop. And from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full and part-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. Also from Millen Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Millen Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, MillenDinsdaleSeed.com. And U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics and Maryville High School. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Maryville falls 63-51 in the Class 4 sectionals to Kansas City Central as KC Central able to celebrate here at Bearcat Arena out on their Bearcat Hall. They're moving on to the state quarterfinals. Maryville sees their season comes to a close with an 18-8 record. Back here at Bearcat Arena with Philip Horn and Jackson Phelps, I'm Matt Tritton. Philip, not a terrible night. I mean, it's 22-20 at halftime. Defensively, Spoofhounds really played great through the first two quarters. Couldn't get a lot going offensively. Both teams probably a little tight to start this basketball game, but we see a 43-point second half for Kansas City Central. They're able to pull away.
Yeah, they really opened up that third quarter with that 22-point outburst, kind of that Kansas City Central team that we thought we would see kind of awakened, if you will, and a very impressive second half, points total-wise. Almost as impressive as this crowd here tonight. You know, they are still filing out for a high school sectional basketball game. Maryville, hats off to you. Pat yourself on the back for showing up when the Spoofhounds needed you. Just not enough offense for Maryville through quarters 3 and 4 to win this ball game.
Support for tonight's game comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Jackson, take us through some of the final numbers from this evening. Obviously, a huge night for Peyton McCollum.
Yes, you know, another huge night. He had 25 on Saturday. Comes into Bearcat Arena and dropped 29 points. Definitely the leading factoring scorer for the Spoofhounds. Derek Quinlan ended the night with 9 points. It started with 2 points in the first half, but he ended with 7 points in the second. Dylan Davis with 7 points. And Tate McCollum came into the game and hit two threes in the second half, ended his night with 6 points. And on the other side for Kansas City Central, it was Timothy Wooden Jr. leading the way with 14 points. Alongside him with 14 was Darren McHenry with 14 points. He also had 9 rebounds on the night. Definitely that engine for the Eagles team, getting not only those second chance points, but getting those, you know, crucial rebounds to get the team down the court fast to go score some easy buckets. Brandon Moore ended his night with 11 points. And it was Zahir Ragsdale. He had 16 points is what I had. So definitely a high scoring night for all players of the Kansas City Central side. So definitely both these teams played a great game in the sectional game. Peyton McCollum leading the way for the Spoofhounds, but Kansas City Central definitely had that more dominant offense on their side of the ball.
63-51 our final. We'll take a break and be back to wrap things up right here on KXCV KRNW.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com. Member FDIC. And from Twano Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twano's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twanorealty.com. Today's game is also brought to you by Northwest AV on East 3rd Street in Maryville. Northwest AV offers business and residential design and installation on projects including home theaters, vehicle remote starts, surveillance cameras, and more. Details available at nw-av.com. And Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Spoofhound Football on KXCV KNW is underwritten by Hallelujah Counseling on South Main in Maryville, offering Christian-based mental health counseling. Services include anxiety and depression therapy, trauma counseling, stress management, relationship issues, and more. Additional information at hallelujahcounseling.com. That's H-A-L-L-E-L-U-J-A-H, counseling.com. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville, Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at provisionliving.com and at 660-562-2799. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Spoofhound fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Spoofhound Nation. and Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933, offering loans, savings and checking accounts, credit cards, share certificates, and online banking. Located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South.
Back inside Bearcat Arena one last time on the Northwest Missouri State University campus. The Spoofhounds fall in the Class 4 sectionals to Kansas City Central by the score of 63-51. With Philip Horn, I am Matt Trin. Jackson Phillips also joining us here this evening. And Philip, we look around the area. Tough one for Maryville, but we do have some other schools from the region moving on, a chance to make it to the Final Four. A couple have already made it to the Final Four.
Yeah, let's start with Chillicothe. Chillicothe will play in the state quarterfinal Friday night. They'll take on Notre Dame de Sion. That game, Coach Darren Smith, he came to Chillicothe after a very successful career in Meadville. 2015, that first season, he took that team to the state quarterfinals, not able to get out of the quarterfinals, but this year, they look pretty good. They're led by Jolie Bonder. She's going to play basketball down at William Jewell. Kayana Cramner, she's a big-time contributor as well. So good luck to Coach Darren Smith and MEC Foe, but we're going to be throwing our support to you on Friday night as you try to get to the state Final Four. And then, Matt, I want to throw this at you, okay? Are you ready for this, sir?
I know you like trivia.
I'm in. Let's go.
I've got a guy, 16 years coaching, 400-plus career wins, 12-time district champions in that 16 years, 9 Final Fours. This will be number 9 tomorrow night at 8 p.m. He's been to 8, 2 fourth-place finishes, 2 third-place finishes, 2 second-place finishes, 2 state titles. Name that team, name that coach, if you dare, Matt Tritton.
That has to be one. Coach Peterson of Platte Valley.
That's exactly right. Platte Valley tomorrow night takes on Liberal at 8 o'clock down in Columbia for a chance at their third state title under Tyler Peterson's leadership. This group of seniors has accounted for 110 of those 400 career wins. Last year, a third place finish. The year before that, they were state champions. So good luck to Pleasant Valley as they look to win a couple of games down in Columbia. Good luck to Chillicothe as they look to try to make it out of state quarters into the Final Four.
And of course, Platte Valley, as Maggie Collins will be coming here to Northwest Missouri State to play basketball next year under head coach Austin Meyer. And also kind of a special thing too, just that team also rallying around Riley Engel, a season-ending knee injury. You hate to see that, especially a senior, but still right there with the team, helping to rally them and you just want to see that feel-good story come to fruition with a couple more wins for Platte Valley.
Absolutely. You always wonder, when is that run going to come to an end? And it's just like they just continue to reload every year. And even after one of their stars goes down, they continue to have a supporting cast that can keep this thing rolling for Platte Valley. So good luck tomorrow night.
You're talking about Platte Valley. I thought you were talking about Northwest Missouri State.
Absolutely. Let's go there.
We've got the MIAA tournament coming up this week, which we'll have right here on KXCV, KRNW as well. The women for Northwest Missouri State, they are the 2 seed in the MIAA tournament. They'll be taking on the winner between Washburn and Nebraska Kearney, a 2:15 start coming up on Thursday. So a chance for the Bearcats to punch their ticket into the semifinal round of the MIAA tournament. Obviously, wanting to win that tournament because it's pretty special, a great league, but also that's the automatic bid into the Central Region tournament. The Bearcat resume, we'll kind of see on Sunday as things unfold. But you know what? If you win the tournament, you're guaranteed. We'll see how Northwest does. It should be a lot of fun this week. And on the men's side, the Bearcats are the 1 seed. They'll get either Missouri Western or Missouri Southern, 2 really good teams. That is a 6 o'clock matchup on Thursday evening down in Kansas City. Of course, that game also right here on KXCV, KRNW. 2 great teams, and it's going to be a fun weekend.
So a question from a guy that probably just hasn't paid enough attention. Any chance that Northwest hosts a regional, or are they definitely going to Minnesota?
You know what? That is a good question. I have not checked to see if Minnesota State won their game earlier today. They're playing in the NSIC Men's Basketball Tournament Championship.
So potential that they could play.
I don't know the score, but I just knew that they were playing in the championship game.
I thought you were shaking your head of, yes, they won. Yeah, so, listen, I don't want to say something that someone goes out and takes that as the gospel, but I think there's a chance the Northwest still could host. Got to make a run and go ahead and win this tournament, but take care of one game at a time. We'll see what happens at the end of the day, but boy, we might only see 2 MIAA teams into the Central Region Tournament, Northwest and Fort Hays, and that just goes to show how much this league is just kind of beat up on itself all year long, that there's a lot of good teams. UCLA's top five. We saw Missouri Western and Emporia State ranked at top 25 throughout. Pittsburgh State's made a push to come up to. Rogers State's played well. So it is a tough league, and this will not be an easy weekend by any means.
So as I said to my girlfriend, which is now my wife, you're saying there's a chance. You're saying there's a chance.
Like, are you saying this is like a recent girlfriend or like back when you were like dating in kindergarten?
I think we've been dating and married longer than you've been alive.
It's very possible. I'm a very young man.
Yes, you are.
Well, gentlemen, it's been fun. Appreciate you guys hanging with me. Of course, Philip, throughout the entire high school football season as well, doing some Maryville Spoofhound football. I'm looking forward to that next fall as well. But then also getting into the basketball side, Jackson's carried a lot of the weight with us. Skylar Stamps, Wiley Ray as well. And we've got some great student athletes. We've got some great student broadcasters too. Jackson, if you listened tonight, last Thursday, last Saturday, the district championship, kid's just a freshman.
Did a great job calling.
Oozing with talent.
Absolutely.
And then he gets to learn from you and I of like what not to do on the air.
And that's probably his best teacher is what not to do.
100%. Guys, it's been fun. Appreciate your time and appreciate everyone throughout the Maryville community for listening. Everybody throughout the district for supporting us and allowing us to come out and do these games throughout the year. Of course, it is a great joy to be a part of this Maryville community. Unfortunately, tonight, the Spoofhound boys basketball team falls 63-51 in the Class 4 sectionals to Kansas City Central. The Spoofhounds wrap up their year with an 18-8 record. That's going to wrap things up for us here on 90.5 and 88.9. We'll now dive into Super Tuesday coverage for Jackson Phelps and Philip Horn. I'm Matt Trenton from Bearcat Arena saying so long.